Hello and welcome to A Word of Hope, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Fastin' and Feastin', Feastin' and Fastin'.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with him. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." But it's Lent. Sorry if I sound exasperated, but that's what I want to say to Jesus. You come to call sinners to repentance, so sure, it makes sense. You call out to Levi. Yet, where do we find you now? You're at his table, eating. It doesn't look like a spontaneous snack or quick bite. Friends, family, all gathering round. Face it, you are at a banquet. It is Lent, Jesus. Lent. Leaving everything behind, Levi followed Jesus. That's Lent. Fasting, letting go. Turning from old ways of being to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. We are invited to experience Levi's story. We are offered the same life-transforming invitation he was given. Follow me. Levi responded immediately, leaving everything to follow Jesus. And then Levi imitates Jesus, turns the table, and invites Jesus to his table. Filled with humility, with an abundance of gratitude and joy, Levi eagerly and zealously embraces Jesus, encircling him at a table of plenty with family and friends. Once again, in the breaking of bread, the boundaries of clean and unclean are breached, and the true letter of the law renews hearts, restores community, and heals souls. As we listen to and share one another's stories as Jesus did, we experience the gift and the grace of Lent, moment by moment. The simple and profound knowing, love begets love. We know well, breaking bread with Jesus renews our strength and multiplies our hope in challenging times. At Levi's table, Jesus models what it looks like to remove oppression from our midst, dismantle false accusation and malicious speech, to satisfy the afflicted, and how parched land becomes like a watered garden. We long to imitate your way, O Lord. We desire to be your light for others in their gloom, in their hunger, in their loneliness. It is Lent, after all, and we know we too need to be healed. So please, teach us your way, O Lord, that we may walk in your truth. With Levi, we invite you to our tables tonight. Do not expect a feast, though. It is Lent, after all.